For.
There are no gay Mexicans.
Where are the gay Mexicans, dude?
Nobody knows, dude.
I don't think they exist.
All the gay Mexicans were taken to outer space, and they returned, and now they're Asian.
Do you think?
That's exactly what happened.
I don't think so. I see. I think they wander off into the woods, into the hills of fucking Chalupo, dude. I think the only time Mexicans do gay stuff is in full cowboy attire. It's like, well, the only gay Mexican sex is just Brokeback Mountain.
Episode 44. Do you think, is that what the Chupacabra is? Is actually just,
just one gay
Mexican that's out there?
It's two gay Mexicans tussling in a tent. You just hear those spurs rattling, dude.
Mexican. Oh, there's a Chupacabra.
I think like the top or like the dude Mexican gets to wear all black, and the fucking girlish like bottom Mexican has to wear like an all white cowboy outfit.
It's a Chupacabra again. He fucked many men here.
Thinking about like Mexican men like in the 1800s sneaking into the woods and having gay sex in cowboy outfits. It might be just my like favorite thing
a
ever.
Short, squat, chubby Mexican. See, I'm gay.
See, Ramon is very pretty.
He is muy guapo.
Plus, too, I'm sure after they have gay sex, they knife fight, and whoever like survives, you have to stab the person.
That's why there's
to death.
No gay Mexicans.
They killed each other. Yeah,
they've all. There's only one. And it's the Chupacabra. Whoever the Chupacabra is, it's like fucking. It's like
Highlander.
Old, it's like old maid. Like there's just one dude.
No, it's Highlander.
It is Highlander.
They
he goes around
every gay Mexican dude in history. They had sex in the woods, wearing you know whatever cowboy outfit was appropriate, and then it was a knife fight to the death.
And then yeah,
one walked away.
Yep.
And then notched his fucking holster, his leather belt.
Yep.
Fucking, it's all the fucking dudes.
Very guapo.
25?
He is very guapo, Chupacabra. He come, he fucked many men. Very handsome man. Dude, think of those boys in the back of that truck.
What?
The fucking lads, dude, riding around, ready for the next gig, ready for the next leaf-blown gig.
Yeah.
All eyeing each other up. Just like, which one of you guys is the Chupa?
Oh, because there's
which
someone. There is
one
that
be
walks.
The Chupacabra.
Damn, who's just fucking up all the gay dudes?
All those
sex
guys.
Him.
All those guys in their fucking tap out and affliction and Ed Hardy t-shirts, just eyeing each other up, just like.
Who's the Chupacabra?
The Chupacabra. He could be here today, in our own Toyota.
He's probably out. You're probably absolutely powerless against his seduction too.
Oh, can you imagine a gay chubby Mexican?
Oh my god,
approaching you, dude.
Yeah,
just walking up to you at a 7-Eleven, just.
Well, you wouldn't even see him. Before you knew what happened, he'd have his dick. He'd have your
he'd
dick in his
you.
Mouth.
He would get you.
Your dick would be in his mouth before you knew what happened. He'd be like, oh, God, Jesus Christ. He'd just be fucking carry you right
into
the woods.
And then that's exactly what happened, because then, like, the authorities would show up and be like, what happened? He'd be like, I don't know. I think it was a Chupacabra. They'd be like, there's no such thing. He'd be like, well, that was probably it. I definitely did not get raped.
Some guy just sucked my dick for 5 minutes and stabbed me in the leg. I don't know what that is. Dude, those
and
boys
he scurried back off into the woods,
he right back
into the
in
desert.
There,
just what the fuck was that, dude? Some fucking tiny Mexican just came out, sucked our dicks, dude. Then he ran away,
he stabbed
cut
us.
Cut my leg, dude.
This tiny Mexican sucked our dicks and called us gay and ran back into the desert. Dude.
He scurried off like the gay Chupacabra does, dude.
God, dude, you gotta be careful for that.
Is that what you think Sasquatch is? He's out in Chechnya. Every fucking supernatural thing can be explained by
you
just its gay dudes sucking dicks.
That's true. I wonder if it's... Sasquatch. I think Sasquatch is splitting cheeks, dude.
You think he's butt-fucking?
Yeah. Sasquatch is coming down.
You think that's
down.
Just a gay dude out in the woods who fucks guys, and then they're like, it was
lie.
A Sasquatch that attacked us.
He was like 8 feet tall, 500 pounds.
He was huge. There was nothing we could do. He destroyed our tent and my ass. And then he ran back into the woods, dude.
He made David jerk off.
He tricked him with his Sasquatch magic, and David jerked off to Sasquatch raped us.
Well, it's funny because apparently a lot of, well, I could say one for sure, there's Ridley Creek State Park. A lot of times, like, that's a hotbed for gay activity.
Yeah, I'm
like,
telling
wooded
you.
Wooded areas, you sneak back, dude.
Seclusion. Maybe you're hanging out with your buddies. Maybe a Sam Squatch comes out of the woods and gets you, dude. Some guy comes out. He's all fucking burly.
That is funny to think about, dude. If, like, you think you're walking in the woods just having a peaceful time, dude, there could be dudes in there waiting.
It could be a Sasquatch, like, behind any tree.
You could go get gay sex. That's how
people get raped in parks all the time.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure. Central Park.
Dudes get raped constantly.
Everybody gets raped in parks, and then when you report it to the authorities, if you're a man, you're like, oh, that was something supernatural.
Snake bit me.
There's no way a man could have subdued me. There was some sort of supernatural beast.
Snake bit me.
Woo! 44, dude.
Oh, dude, 44 is off to what a fucking running start. I like it.
We're back,
That's
dude.
A sick theory.
Area 51.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking lads pulled up in a truck into the desert.
But fuck the president. Hopped He's out. Like, aliens.
Yeah, hopped out, sucked the sheriff's dick. He was like, ugh. It was a crash here.
That'd be sick if that.
It was aliens.
If you could play, if like they finally solved the end of X-Files and that's how they explained it. It's like, holy shit.
It's just been gay Mexicans. Sucking everyone's
There's
dick.
Just like the six of them hiding, dude, and ruining everything.
Six gay Mexicans throughout the world, dude. Just hiding. That's why they built the Great Wall.
Great Wall where? In China?
In China, to keep them out.
You think they traveled
that
far?
Yeah, they traveled the whole way, and they were trying to get in.
Damn.
That's why we need to build one. That's what Trump wants.
You think he's
That's the actual conspiracy behind it, is Trump's trying to keep out the gay chupacabra.
What do you think Trump's working with?
What do you mean?
Like, D-wise.
His dick?
Yeah.
Trump's got a fat dick.
You think
dude.
He's got a hog?
I think he's got a fat,
he's
weird...
He's Polish, right?
Nah.
I think he's non-racial.
He is, no, he's...
I think he's just white. I think his parents come from nowhere.
He was sent down from the heavens to prevent the gay chupacabra, dude. That was his one mission.
He's just white.
He is from outer space.
I could see that.
He landed here. Everything else has been a facade.
About
he has
what?
One mission.
To block the chupacabra.
Block the gay Mexican chupacabra,
He has to
dude.
Fight him, dude, and knife him.
He's got no shot.
You don't think so?
No, that's why he's
that
trying
guy,
to...
That guy's about... The chupacabra is about 400 years old.
He can't be stopped.
No.
He lives off the cum of gay Mexicans.
That's powerful stuff, dude.
That'll fucking juice
you
want to
talk
up.
About the witch's brew?
Yep.
That's like Eye of Newt times 10.
44 is hot. Dude, do you think it goes like straight gay bestiality? You think that's like the next level?
The next level of perversion?
Of chupacabra? Ah, see.
The chupacabra probably came and fucking popped the dick in his butt.
Caballero. Hey, oh, muy grande.
The idea of Mexican Brokeback Mountain makes me laugh so
Mexican
hard.
Brokeback Mountain would be the funny, like them just fucking working at some nice house and then being like, all right, like, you are very
or
nice.
Or if they were like sneaking, it was just their two Mexican cowboys sneaking into America and they just fucked each other the whole time and never made it.
I like your lunchbox.
That'd be a dramatic scene of like the end of like with his, he's like crossing into like America with his boyfriend and then like some fucking like
White
jarhead, some jarhead, him. Yeah, comes in and is like, get the fuck.
Ain't no faggot beaners coming into my country.
He just catches him doing gay stuff in his backyard.
You know how hard
like,
it would be to shoot the chupacabra though? It'd be fucking scurrying side to side like a crab.
Dude, and then, you can't bring that thing down. You can't. I gotta pee.
All right, go
with 36 minutes. Let's take a break.
Is this even good?
And we're back.
My compañero Jorge, very guapo.
Dude, those spurs jingling, dude.
Oh, sound like fucking Rudolph in the sleigh. You know what I mean? Those sleigh bells yep. just jingling. It's actually two Mexican men's spurs jingling back and forth.
Just fucking. Just those fucking mustaches.
Nobody ever talks about gay Mexicans.
I'm telling you, man, you never see them.
Yeah. Cartels get to them.
You think?
Yeah, they trade them. They capture them. That's what everybody thinks is birds. It's cockfighting down there is actually...
It's just fucking gay
they
guys.
They wrestle their gays. The Zetas versus the fucking... I don't know. That's the only Mexican... The fucking Juarez.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the one from Ozark.
Zeta,
that's from.
Juarez. I don't know. Whatever. There's a Monterey...
I don't. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I've asked about that, and you just never fucking ever hear.
That's
about
what cockfighting is. They set two little chubby Mexicans in a cage, and like whoever comes first,
they just fucking speed jerk.
Well, the only way you can come is through the other one's butt. So it's just,
hold on. How's that work?
You got to get into the other guy's butt.
Whoever
plants their seed wins.
So they make their gay people rape each other in a cage. And I got okay.
Well, when you put it that way, it's not that funny.
I just shot your little bunny out of the sky,
yeah,
dude.
All those little Mexican. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I got your joke. You're talking about.
That was funny.
Mexicans raping each other. It's like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that was my joke.
I was trying to do the fine dance of language that is comedy.
Oh my God, we're back. Yes.
Dude, so last episode we talked about Pedro, I don't know if you heard this, but we were trying to figure out where all the gay Mexicans were.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've personally never You've seen never gay one. Mexicans yeah. mm-hmm. ever. And then I went to D.C., dude, and I found all of them.
Huh. Gay Mexicans?
Yeah, dude. All of them.
What were they doing?
So I went to this place. I went to the movies. I was going to see Baby Driver. And then I was like, well, you know, I was like, I'm going to go eat before we go. But we were in the neighborhood of D.C. So we Ubered to the movie theater. It was in the neighborhood. And then we went to get tacos before we went to see the movie. And there was the whole staff was gay Mexicans. It was a gay taco place. It was like a bar, nightclub that sold tacos. And it was just all gay Mexicans there. And then separately outside of there later on in that day, there was a gay kickball tournament. I saw one more gay Mexican.
Well, that's because they all escaped the Chupacabra.
You think so?
Yeah,
Chupacabra eats gay people in Mexico.
Well, no, the Chupacabra is the lone gay Mexican.
Okay,
who eliminated all the others?
It's like Highlander.
Oh,
if you're a gay Mexican, you fuck. You have to kill whoever you fucked.
Mm.
So there's one Chupacabra roaming the Mexican countryside.
Dude, that's the theory. That's a theory we formed. It's not true. They just all work at El Rey in Washington, D.C.
They escaped.
You think?
The Chupacabra doesn't travel north, dude.
There's
no gay Mexicans.
Oh, in Mexico.
There are gay immigrants. That's why every time we're like, build a wall, what's the problem with preventing illegal immigration? All the gay liberals are like, come on, let them go. Let them through.
Because they know it lurks.
Because they know the gay Chupacabra lurks in the darkness, dude.
Interesting.
That's exactly why they were all able to find, you know, safety.
So you think that's why they don't want to go back, out of fear of the Chupacabra?
If you're an illegal immigrant, one of the main fears you have of going back is the gay Chupacabra who will get you.
All right.
This is a very, chill version of something Alex Jones would scream. This is, slowed down, kind of smooth jazz Alex Jones.
I think you actually just hit the nail on the head of exactly what our show has been this entire time.
Just like a laid-back sleepover version of, conspiracy.
Lights out, hey, are you still awake, dude?
The mask is off, dude. We've been unmasked.
That'd be sick to have a slumber party with Alex Jones, just while you're going to sleep, lights are out, he's just like...
Dude. Oh, he'd be the one that talks the latest, hey.
You guys still up? Do you remember Tower 7? Shut up, Alex.
That's all they played on TV. Did you watch TV at all?
He's like, why did the BBC announce Tower 7 collapsed before it did?
Did you watch TV on Tuesday?
I didn't really.
All it was, dude. It was just like the Flight 93 movie.
I forgot it was 9/11 until midday.
Really?
Yeah. That was weird. That was the latest into 9/11 I've gotten without being like, oh, fuck.
That is such a, dude. I was on day of 9/11. I was sitting there at one point. I was like, that would happen on Tuesday. That's such a Tuesday thing to happen.
Such a Tuesday thing.
Such a Tuesday thing.
Such
dude.
A random day.
Tuesday's rough because it's still the beginning of the week. Monday already passed, but it's still like, fuck, there's so much left to go. And then two fucking planes hit towers and 2,000 people died. It's like, when is it? Friday already, you know?
Yeah, basically.
God.
That's the vein of it.
TGIF.
Yeah.
My mom today was like, oh, it's 9/11. I'm just like, no, it's 9/12, mom. She's like, oh, never mind.
That was funny. That would be funny to think some guy was in there bitching about Tuesday and a plane hit the window and he's above it and he was just like, can anything else happen today?
Oh, gosh. Oh. It's like a Dilbert comic.
Yeah.